In Tshwane, an update this morning from the Transport Minister, Joe Maswanganyi, on the state of entities like PRASA, SANRAL and AXA that fall under his portfolio. EWN's Barry Bateman at that update for us on the line to us now. Barry, afternoon to you. Let's start with PRASA. The minister's tried to remove its board. Its chair, Popo Molefe, has said this is part of another agenda. What does he say is happening at PRASA?
Yeah, good afternoon, Stephen. Of course, questions related to investigations ongoing at PRASA, and of course, reports about Popo Molefe's application to the High Court to get the Hawks to investigate contracts worth an estimated 9 billion rand. What we're hearing from Joe Maswanganyi is basically that he welcomes any investigation at PRASA. But he says, you know, his SOE has been extensively investigated, and they certainly don't oppose any such investigation. On the status of the board, he says that it no longer has a quorum of the 11 members that it's supposed to have. It only has 4 at the moment, and he wouldn't be drawn any further. He says he wouldn't want to make any comments about the board. You know, the suggestion there is about Popo Molefe, without them being here in order to give them right of reply. So he is making it clear that he's aware of the issues there, he's aware of investigation, but he's quite happy to say to step back and allow these matters to unfold, whether they be in the boardroom or in the courts of law.
The airports company South Africa, AXA, its AGM was actually scheduled for today. It was cancelled earlier this week because of court action by the EFF. What does he say about that company?
Yeah, without saying it, Stephen, he's almost invoking the sub judice matter. He's confirmed that there's pending litigation being brought. He didn't want to be drawn on that. He does suggest that there are processes underway at AXA. I specifically put the question, and this litigation being threatened by the EFF relates to the reappointment of 4 board members that were dismissed by his predecessor, Dipuo Peters. Now, one of those particular board members, we understand, was his name cropped up in the so-called Gupta leaks as having been suggested as being part of this board. I asked twice in 2 rounds of questioning, what is your rationale for reappointing these members that was different to the decision taken by Dipuo Peters? He simply ignored that question and wouldn't be drawn on it.
So he wouldn't answer the question that seems entirely relevant.
Well, of course, that's it, Stephen. You know, the way I understood it is that if he gives a reason for reinstating these particular individuals publicly, he would then be giving a version which he would be bound to when it comes to the court matters. Perhaps he hasn't consulted legally and he hasn't come up with a reason why he reinstated them at this stage.
And the South African National Roads Agency Limited, Barry, that's the company, of course, that administers e-tolls. Does he believe that's in good health?
Well, the questions were left to the former head of that particular SOE, Collins Letswallow. He was here today as well. The question surrounded the ratings agencies and downgrades there related to, the questions of its ability to raise capital. The suggestion that we received from Collins Letswallow that while there are concerns related to that, it's not in a position that would hinder it from being able to operate and being able to service the roads of the country. So the general perception or the general message we're getting here from the minister and the delegation that we sent here is that the SOEs in the transport portfolio are doing fairly well considering, and we get told about this all the time, the global economic climate.
EWN's Barry Bateman. More from him in the EWN bulletins. Barry, thank you.